This is Radio Nepal. I'm T. Kaprasad Khadka with news, the headlines first. Indian and Chinese ambassadors hold separate meetings with Prime Minister Balendra Shah. Discuss issues of development, partnership, mutual interest and cooperation. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle assures large taxpayers to create a favorable environment for investment and projects. Problematic cooperative management committee refunds deposits to around 4,000 depositors so far. And at least 13 people killed in Ukrainian drone strike deep into Russia. Now the news in detail. Indian Ambassador to Nepal Navin Srivastava and Chinese Ambassador to Nepal Zhang Miaoming have separately paid courtesy call on Prime Minister Balendra Shah, discussing Nepal's relations and cooperation with the two neighboring countries. According to Prime Minister's press and research expert Deepa Dahal, during the separate meetings held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers today, discussions are focused on strengthening bilateral relations, development partnership, cooperation in areas of mutual interest, and other matters of common concerns. On the occasion, Prime Minister Shah stressed the need to further deepen Nepal's historic ties with both India and China and expand cooperation in areas of shared interest. Both ambassadors also congratulated Prime Minister Shah on assuming office and expressed their commitment to further strengthening bilateral relations and cooperation with Nepal. The House of Representatives today passed by a majority the bill on reviving the existing provisions of Nepal Special Service Act 2042. Presenting the bill on behalf of the Prime Minister Balendra Shah, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Sobhita Gautam said that the National Investigation Department should remain under the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers to ensure that the national security information reaches the executive directly. The House also approved by a majority proposal to consider the bill on remuneration conditions of service and facilities of office bearers of constitutional bodies 2083 Bikram Sambat. Meanwhile, three bills were also presented in the House today, the Employees Provident Fund 10th Amendment Bill, the mediation related to Second Amendment Bill 2083 and the Child Labour Prohibition and Regulation Bill 2083 Bikram Sambat. Lawmakers have called for a correction of Prime Minister Balendra Shah's statement related to border issues. Speaking during a meeting of the House of Representatives today, the lawmakers demanded the Prime Minister's statement on the 14th of June be corrected. As soon as the House of Representatives meeting began, opposition party MPs stood up from their respective seats to show their protest, so the Speaker gave time them to speak according to party lines. The lawmakers called on the government to clarify its position on the Nepal-India border issues and urged greater seriousness in matters concerning national borders. They also stressed that the Prime Minister's addresses to the nation should be made through government media. The Problematic Cooperatives Management Committee has said that it has so far returned savings to around 4,000 depositors out of 76,000 claimants to whom approximately 46 billion rupees is owed. Committee Chair Diliram Acharya said that the refunds were made from the funds recovered through the full and partial settlements and savings adjustments. The committee has also recovered 420 million rupees from various cooperatives so far, including 190 million rupees distributed to 223 depositors on Monday alone. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle has assured large taxpayers that the government is committed to creating a favorable environment for investment and protecting legitimate investment assets and income. Speaking at a meeting with the representatives of 20 large taxpayers, including multinational companies at the Finance Ministry today, Dr. Wagle urged them to explore new investment opportunities, introduce new products, and bring advanced technologies to Nepal. He said that great trust and cooperation between the government and private sector were essential for attracting investment, expanding industries, and driving economic transformation in the country. Finance Minister Sisir Khanal has said that the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Foreign Affairs Minister Sisir Khanal has said that the ministry is coordinating with the relevant agencies to identify, authenticate, digitize and securely archive historically and diplomatic important documents. The Foreign Affairs Minister said that the ministry has established a dedicated records management section and plans to review and renew Nepal's old treaties and agreements with foreign countries and international organizations. According to a report presented under Article 53 of the Constitution of Nepal, it has signed 655 treaties and agreements, of which 55 have been reviewed so far. Khanal said that the remaining agreements would be reviewed as necessary, with national interest at the center and in consultation with the concerned countries and organizations. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। Government spokesperson and Minister for Education and Sports, Sushmit Pokhrel, has held discussion with editors of various media outlets today on government information dissemination, education reforms and government media relations. The editors called for timely and transparent access to government information, including decisions and activities of the Prime Minister's office and other ministries. They also urged the government to consult stakeholders before making major policy decisions. Minister Pokhrel also said that the government was working to make its information dissemination mechanism more effective and accessible. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. At least 13 people have been killed in a Ukrainian drone strike on the Russian Republic of Tatarstan, officials have said. The BBC cited Russian authorities as saying that one child was among the victims, with 75 more people injured in one of the deadliest single attacks on Russia since the start of Moscow's full-scale invasion in Ukraine. Kiev, however, has not yet commented on the strike on the city of Nizhekamsk, which is more than 1,100 kilometers from the Ukrainian border. Ukraine's armed forces confirmed Nizhekamsk Tenevo well refinery had been hit, while Ukrainian defense technology manufacturer Firepoint said its FV-1 drones had been used in the attack. Police in India have fired tear gas shells on protesters demanding reforms to recruitment exams in the eastern state of Jharkhand. According to the BBC, thousands of students, job seekers and volunteers have been trying to reach the state's assembly in the capital city of Ranchi to register their protest. Some people who have sustained injuries through the official number of the injured is, however, unclear. The protesters have been demonstrating for over 2 weeks now, demanding an overhaul of Jharkhand's government examination system. On Monday, many attempted to breach police barricades, causing police to use water cannons, batons and tear gas to try and disperse crowds. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be generally cloudy across the country. There is a possibility of moderate rain or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places in the Himalayan region. moderate and full accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the hilly regions and the dry regions of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudar Paschim provinces. Moderate rainfall is also likely at a few places in the dry regions of Madhes and Kushi provinces. Similarly, heavy rainfall is likely at a few places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Gandaki and Karnali provinces, the hilly and dry regions of Lumbini and Sudar Paschim provinces, and at one or two places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Kusi and Bagmati provinces. Likewise, very heavy rainfall is also possible at one or two places in the hilly regions of Gandaki, Lumbini and Karnali provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Indian and Chinese ambassadors hold separate meetings with Prime Minister Balendra Saha, discuss issues of development partnership, mutual interest and cooperation. Finance Minister Dr. Sonim Waghle assures large taxpayers to create a favorable environment for investment projects. Problematic cooperative management committee refunds deposits to around 4,000 depositors so far, and at least 13 people killed in Ukrainian drone strikes deep into Russia. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for Monujan online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.